The Chancellor's face grew even graver than it had been before. "Shove me through the release portal so my body implodes." The person next to Wells shuddered at something the Chancellor said. "Just let her go!" He had the uncomfortable sensation of sound returning as gasps rose up from the audience. Two guards grabbed Clark and began dragging her away. The girl he'd do anything to protect would soon be sentenced to death, and she would have every right to die hating him. It was all his fault. "I'm sorry," Wells whispered, as if somehow that could make it better. "I know," she said, her voice soft. Wells froze, and for a moment he was too afraid to look at her, afraid to see the grief welling up from the wound he knew would never heal. But when he finally turned, he saw that while her eyes glistened with tears, she was smiling. "I feel closer to them here," she said, glancing up at the trees. "They spent their lives trying to figure out how to get us home." Wells didn't know what he could say without breaking the spell, so instead, he leaned forward and kissed her, holding his breath until he saw her teardrop-tipped lashes flutter closed. At first it was soft, his lips lightly brushing over her mouth, but then he felt her kiss him back, igniting every cell in his body. The familiarity of her touch, the taste of her kiss, released something in him, and he pulled her closer. Clark sank into Wells, her lips clinging to his lips, her skin melting into his skin, her breath mixing with his breath. The world around them faded away as Earth became nothing more than a swirl of pungent scents and damp air that made him press himself closer to her. The soft ground cradled them as they slid off the log. There was so much he needed to tell her, but his words were lost as his lips traveled across her skin, moving from her mouth to her neck. In that moment, there was no one else. They were the only two people on Earth, just like he'd always imagined they would be.